You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Right now, we've got a prayer for the girl who feels overlooked, overwhelmed, or maybe even just over. Dear Lord, in the moments when the chaos around me gets too much and I feel tempted to give up, I am reminded that you are with me. I know you're working even when I feel unseen, and one day I'll make it through to the other side of what I'm feeling right now. You're a good and gracious God. Nothing is too big for you. I trust you and know you will lead me through whatever I face today. In Jesus' name.
The Sound of Life.
An interesting day today. World Rainforest Day. I learned something. Because tropical rainforests don't take up much land percentage-wise on the Earth, but they have like half of our planet's terrestrial animal spaces, or species, or spaces, species, yeah. So they're pretty important. 6% of the Earth is covered with a rainforest, so it's insignificant as far as the area goes, but very significant as far as the species of animals that live there. But something happened recently, back in May, that made me stop and think about how wonderful God's creation is. And I'm totally amazed. You know, we live in a world that we messed up. Adam and Eve, we messed it up big time. And you look around and you say, wow, look at, I mean, animals have to eat each other to stay alive. We have to eat to stay alive. You know, there's a lot of pain. There's groveling in the dust to work for this pain and childbirth. I mean, it's not a fun thing. But yet, look at the beautiful sunrise we have today. Look at the flowers. There are some incredible, beautiful things, remnants that God has left, just as an inkling to say, you wait till you get to heaven, what I've created in heaven. But this is a very, I mean, maybe it's boring for you, but this professional fisherman back in May was fishing in a river in Europe, and he got a hold of it, something that he knew was going to be a big fish, to say the least, and he couldn't get it out. He's in the Po River, it's called, and he said, I was fear of losing this gigantic fish, and he lost the boat and all his belongings. He did get them back, but he got the fish over into shallow water. Biggest catfish he's caught in 23 years. Had to get help in measuring it. Thing stretched out over 9 feet long. This is the truth. And I'm thinking, wow, we, not the fact that the fish was so big in this Po River, but the fact that last year the Po River was almost dried up. What? That's right. It had dried out almost completely in a heat wave last year. And this year, a record 9-foot-long catfish is living in it. And I think it's a reminder, and especially the fact, of course, he released it back. What are you going to do with a 9-foot fish? Take a picture and let it go. That's what you do. But it's a reminder. It's like God saying, listen, I got this. I can take care of this earth. It will help you out. Okay, not that. But, you know, God, the earth is pretty amazing.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The Sound of Life.
Good old Judy Garland. Wow. Judy, over the rainbow, the Wizard of Oz Garland, always remembered for that. The more I read about how she was treated, and women generally in Hollywood era were treated, you just cry for her. Wow. That was amazing. She died on this day back in 1969, Judy Garland did. But she left something, and it's really good advice, really good. I want you to take this with you. She said, always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of somebody else.
The Sound of Life.
He gave some really good advice, maybe one of the best things you hear, especially if you're getting ready to move to down south. Jack Hanna said the best thing to do is just leave them alone. Alligators want to be away from you just as much as you want to be away from them. 10-4, good buddy. I saw some news on Jack. I was very sad by that. I really was. It really, really distressed me. Famous zookeeper. I remember Jack Hanna being on late night TV. He goes back for years. Love the guy. He kind of, I don't know if he created it or somebody created it just by happenstance, but it was, you know, he had that image and he always stuck to it, and he had more fun with animals and stuff like that. He didn't speak with an Australian dialect, but he was really cool. He was the director of the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. The news about Jack is that he is in advanced stage of Alzheimer's, as his wife was sharing. He was diagnosed back in 2019. He's got a wife, Susie, daughters, Kathleen, Susan, and Julie. They were telling the news team it's progressed from moderate to advanced. He does remember his wife, though, and a dog, Brassy, figures, right? Remember your dog. Occasionally his eldest daughter. Wow. His wife said the Jack people knew isn't here anymore, but pieces of my husband are. It's an amazing thing not only to go through, but you know, that's tough on the family. So pray for Jack Hanna and his family. I don't know where he stands spiritually. I have no idea. Remember visiting my mom when she had Alzheimer's, and my sister was taking care of her. But Tom and I had gone down to Cary, North Carolina, TWR visit, and we went over one day to visit. I think my mom thought that Tom was me, but, you know, she didn't really know and didn't place us. But then in the middle of the conversation, just out of nowhere, she goes, "Oh, I know you. You're my son." Man, if that didn't light you up. Wow.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
We have no idea how much we need Jesus, the work that he did, the finished work on the cross, the resurrection. You need that so bad. Okay, moving right along. Something that was kind of struck me when I saw this, and it reminded me of me. And so you've got Cher, Ronald Reagan, and Carrie Fisher, and Cup of Joe, me, Joe. What do we have in common? I mean, obviously, I'm not an actor. Like, you could say, well, Carrie Fisher, Ronald Reagan, and Cher, they're all actors, right? True, they are. But I come into there because we've been all rescued by the Heimlich maneuver. Yeah, I've been rescued, Ronald Reagan. Another interesting thing is Clint Eastwood and Justin Timberlake have used it on other people, and so has my wife. I always knew she had something in common with Clint Eastwood anyway. But I have a little bit of an issue. If I'm not careful, I have an issue in swallowing. And most people do. And you get in trouble, you're out to dinner, you got a big crowd stuff, you know, and you're excited and talking and things, and you got to pay attention and you get in trouble. But mine wasn't like that at all. But I have to be very aware when I'm taking capsules and pills and such that I swallow them, you know, that I go through the process of swallowing them and stuff. And if I'm not, sometimes it can get sidetracked. I've got the weirdest throat because it can be sitting there and I don't even know it. So I was taking some vitamins one night, and I took it, and I thought it was just swallowed it, but I didn't. It was just sitting in my throat. It wasn't going anywhere. And so then I went to take another one, and that's when I got in trouble. So my wife's like, she's in bed. She's like, "What's going on? What's happening over there?" You know, I'm like going like that. It's funny now, but I mean at the time, and she came and she did it. She did it, and I could tell it worked because little puffs of vitamin would come out of my mouth, and I was like, okay, good.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
I'd like to remember Larry Poland. I don't know if you remember me talking about his name. I certainly hope you remember me talking about Master Media International, prayer effort for people in the media. Try to post them every day on the Sound of Life Facebook page because they print a list of people who are leaders in the media. And then there's the cultural influencers. And sometimes you wonder if the cultural influencers not more important, you know, when I show their face. But Larry Poland started this effort back about the time this radio station was starting. He's a Midwesterner who went out to Hollywood to drag them over to his side, as he said. I knew what side was the right side. I was going to drag them over. He said, boy, that I learned a lot in the years that I was out there. He's a very humble man, even though he was a brilliant guy. He passed away in Illinois, his home, with his wife of 60 years. back in May. But just to give you an idea, Larry Poland was the president of Miami Christian College. He was like the youngest president of a Christian college. And then he founded WMCU, the first Christian radio station in Miami. And then he joined Campus Crusade for Christ, took that out in the world. He began his ministry to media personnel in Hollywood back in 85, served as senior pastor of Trinity Evangelical Free Church in Redlands, California. He got a hold of that to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. That's what he went to like 80-some countries with Crew, Campus Crusade for Christ, now known as Crew. But just to show you the fruit of that, and I've heard him tell stories about, it's incredible, basically what they would do, him and his buddy, Buster, they would go out and they would take their business card and they would try to get an appointment with the highest person in a media company that they could. You know, the guy with the top office, the corner office, the big shag carpet. And we're talking maybe 30 seconds of an appointment. But he would say, I just want to say hello, give you our card and say that we're available whenever. We're Christians. We're here to pray with you, help you. If you have any questions, call us up. And many have. One of those was Bob Bruno. Bob Bruno said, I had many pressures on me every day, but whenever Larry, Jackie, and Buster were in New York, they would visit my office. Their presence was a release valve for me. What a blessing, as they shared the love of Jesus and encouraged me to recalibrate with sweet prayer. Wonderful people, how I valued those times. Bob Bruno, Vice President, General Manager of WOR in New York City.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
So we're talking about Larry Poland and the legacy he left by his creation. Well, not only being involved with Crew and a radio station in Miami and all that, but his organization called Master Media International, and the fact that we pray for a media leader every day and a cultural influencer every day. And there are people that are in the media that are Christians. A lot of people, as Larry Poland found out, John Tesh was telling me that people, when he talks to people as a Christian, but he said you ask people about their spirituality and usually you'll get on a conversation with them. So look for the media leader today. I was thinking the prayer that many people had 30 years ago and more was that the arts and entertainment by Christians would be on a level that was just as entertaining and good quality as the non-Christian was, right? We'd see some fine entertainment. I certainly think the Chosen series is part of that. It has just captured the world like that, and it's as good as you can get. There is a movie that I was reminded of. I think it's been a couple of years it's been out, but it's on Netflix. I was thinking we got, you know, vacations and things coming up. If you haven't seen Blue Miracle, I would recommend it. It's a pretty good movie. It's been described as an enjoyable drama. It's on Netflix, based on a true story about a man in Cabo, Mexico, who's on the brink of losing his orphanage. So he enters a fishing competition with a grumpy former winner. I won't tell you who that is. It's good. Blue Miracle. It's a wonderful, heartwarming, and often funny Christian drama that's extremely entertaining, morally uplifting, and spiritually inspiring. And it has a twist in it, of course. You can find out about it on movieguide.org. I was thinking, a fishing competition? That's what I thought, right? The one they had off the coast of North Carolina, the Blue Marlin fishing, that was $3.5 million first prize. So those things are for real. So it's a pretty good. And sometimes I forget the name of this movie. It's called Blue Miracle. You can check it out on movieguide.org. All right, here we go.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.